If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
The last official day of summer is just 3 weeks away. I say this is the last long weekend of the summer. You can, and by the way, you can grill all year round like I do. Plus, we'll talk about some tailgating too. Weber Grill's ambassador Kevin Coleman is joining us in studio for like the 9,000th holiday. How are you, buddy?
Dave, I'm doing fantastic. There's nothing better than talking barbecue with you on the radio. It's something I look forward to every major grilling holiday.
Yes, and the conversation we had going into this interview. All right, so as the month will roll on, and we know this by just looking at the weather this week, it's going to be in the 60s this week and getting down into the 50s. But what are some of the tips you have in general for fall grilling, because it changes a little bit because, you know, warming up the grill time, keeping it hot, all that other good stuff.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think especially going into every major season, it's a good time to just open the grill, get the grease trays cleaned out, get all the schmutz. That's, we always talk about that being a professional term, all that extra debris, which it's almost a badge of honor because that means you're using your grill. Get it cleaned out because it's gonna help performance, right? Once it gets colder, the grills will slow a little bit in heating up, preheating, and et cetera. So having it as clean as possible is going to make it more efficient. They're going to work fantastic. It's just it takes a little bit longer for things to get going because of the cold.
It does. And I will say, you know, taking apart the grill seems daunting, but it's not that hard. It's not that hard to clean it. And if you've gone beyond the shelf life of some of your parts, they're available to purchase and just replace.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great thing about Weber's customer service. Is great about the scope of parts that you can get. And those, I mean, you can go to any local Ace Hardware and find those, which I mean, that's the easiest, the neighborhood hardware store. Take the stuff out, see what's going on. The grates are easily replaceable. Flavorizer bars are easily replaceable. The one thing that's fantastic, I mean, there's numerous things fantastic about Weber grills, but they're built solid.
Yeah.
And so the frame, the lid, all that other stuff is the least of your worries. It's all the internal stuff, which again, for me, if you have to replace it, that means you're using it, right? Because the warranty is fantastic on them. And so if you're getting to the point where they're starting to fall apart, most likely it's because you used it, and that's fantastic.
What are you putting on the grill? Because you said you're going to watch a little tennis. You're going to hang out. You said wings.
Yeah, we're going to do some wings. Okay. We got these things dialed in. I mean,
do you throw those on the grill?
We actually cook them in the oven, and then we boil them, and then we fry them. No.
Wow.
These are straight grilled. So we'll put them on the sear wood. And what I found that works fantastic is we take them out of the container that they're in, the plastic. I'll put them in a large tray, put a couple paper towels over each layer of them because I want to pull out as much moisture as possible. Then I hit them a little bit of rub. I can give Chicagoland my favorite wing little seasoning. So we have a one that we use, but Kansas City Joe's fry seasoning. The color and the way that these things pop is off the chart. So we'll start a sear wood at 400 degrees. We'll put them on there for 20 minutes. We're going to put skin side up and just let them cook for that 20 minutes, and they come out absolutely outrageous.
So you don't do a sauce, so to speak. It's a rub or something.
Yeah, I mean, right? you can sauce them afterwards, but a lot of the times, because we have so many people that have opinions, especially in my house since it's been called the Brady Bunch, that here's your barbecue sauce, here's your hot sauce, here's your teriyaki sauce. So we get them a pretty neutral in flavor, which is fantastic.
And everyone can dip.
And everybody can dip.
I got it. Okay. Burgers are always a favorite on holidays like today. And I know your recipe, but share it with the folks because it's a little mix of everything, including some brisket.
Yeah, so we like to go to the butcher and we'll take 80-20, but we'll take brisket and then we'll take just regular ground beef. We like 80-20 because of the moisture content inside of there. One thing I find that works fantastic, and more people are getting into griddle cooking, which, I mean, sidebar, we might be able to give one of those away today, which would be awesome.
Okay, all right.
I like the
be
onions,
ready for that, Tony. I forgot
onions,
to tell him.
Garlic. All that kind of stuff goes inside the burger. The seasoning needs to go on the outside because what you want that seasoning to do is hit the grate, get caramelization, or if you're on a griddle, they get full caramelization, which is going to give your burger more flavor.
But people also put, and you can buy them this way too, they put cheese in there. Is that a smart thing to do?
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. I'll tell you.
Me neither, because it doesn't. I never feel like it's cooked all the way through. It just sits there.
If you're doing a Juicy Lucy, it can be a problem. But the other ones that people look at is they're already the cheese is pre-mixed into the patty. Problem with that is what happens is when you go to put that on the grill, the cheese will start to burn to the grate because of the flash point of the cheese. And so it ends up sticking, it ends up burning, charring, and it becomes a lot harder for you to cook.
Okay.
And also you're not going to enjoy it as much when you eat it.
By the way, if you have some grilling questions for Kevin, 312-981-7200. And we have a texter that came in about corn. It's corn season, right? So what's the best way to cook or grill corn?
Oh, that's like the Chicago. You like thin, you like thick, you like husk on, husk. I mean, what we'll do at our house is, and a couple tips. One, I'll pull the corn back, pull the husk back, use a rubber band to clean off all that silk that's on there. It makes it a little bit easier. I'll drop it into a bucket. Ice cold water, a couple tablespoons of sugar, let that sit
for about
an hour or two if you have it.
Okay.
Then I'll take it off. What you can do is then I put it on a grill, indirect heat, about 30 minutes at 400 degrees. And what they'll do is it'll help steam it. Then what you can do if you want to add a little bit of color to it, you can baste it a little bit of butter or olive oil, put it back on over direct heat for a couple minutes aside, and you'll get that nice black browning color to it, and it comes off fantastic. So we try to do the best of both worlds. Not roasted, but not seared directly, so it's kind of the best of both worlds.
All right, we are going to talk tailgating when we come back, but it is a tradition and a very generous tradition that you always give away a grill to one of our listeners. We're gonna have to think of a question here, but what did we want to give away today, Kev?
So I think it's good to give people options. So we're gonna either do a portable griddle because it is tailgating season.
Yeah,
I know people down at Soldier Field are gonna love that.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna give away a Weber Traveler. So either one of those the consumer can pick. Is it gonna be gas or a gas grill, or is it gonna be a gas griddle?
I'm just gonna take the 7th caller and make it simple. Hey, Corey, you're on 720 WGN, and what grill do you want? And you want to repeat them, Kev?
Yeah. So you got the portable. I believe it's a 22 griddle, or you can go with the Weber Traveler.
I'll do the griddle.
Oh, it's a hell of a choice right there. Can't go wrong.
Tell Corey about the griddle. Like, what is it all about?
I mean,
Corey, hang out.
Yeah, griddle cooking is really taking off. I'm sure, Corey, you know that. And the fact that you don't have to cure or season the griddle coming right out, it's already pre-seasoned, and so it's ready to go right out of the box. Rust resistant, so you're not going to have the problems that you could have with other products. I mean, it absolutely heats up fantastic. We use it all the time. Use it at the Indianapolis 500 when we were there. We'll be using it in the South lot this coming season. And so fun, interactive, can do crazy cool things on it, and you're really going to enjoy it.
Are you tailgating next Monday for the Big Bears game?
Am I?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? I have to leave the house at 11 o'clock just to get down here by 3. There's no way.
Well, you usually do. You usually do the first game.
We'll be tailgating at home.
Okay, tailgating at home. All right. Before we get into tailgating, real quick, texter 773 wants to know about the best way to cook ribs on the grill.
Best way to cook ribs, there's a couple different methodologies. If they're baby back ribs, I like a 2-2-1 method or a 2-1-1 method. 2 hours on at 225 to 250 degrees. Then I'm going to take foil. I'm going to foil them with apple juice, a little bit of butter, and some honey inside of there. I'm going to go for an hour. Then I'm going to take them out, put them back on for another hour, and then we're going to sauce them. If you prefer sauce, you're going to do that about 10 to 15 minutes before they come off, and they will absolutely be fantastic. Now, if you have spare ribs, those are going to be a 3-2-1 method, 3 hours on, 2 hours foil, 1 hour off, and again, 10 to 15 to sauce.
Okay, tailgating. Now, you do a ton, because I've seen it. I've seen it live and in person.
You've participated, yes.
I have. You do a lot of prep work, though, and you do it, and you load it in a certain order in the cooler so that what comes out on the top is what you start off with. Share those.
There's definitely a meaning to the madness. We do enjoy ourselves. But what we found that works really well is we have coolers. We always label them, right? So if there's kids soft drinks, if there's adult soft drinks, we label those so people aren't constantly going through them. We also, when we're doing food, we do it on a first in, last out basis. And so the things that are going in first are going to be the things that we cook last, and the things that are going in last are the things that we cook first. So that way we're not shuffling through coolers. Because there's nothing worse than getting home and having stuff spilled all inside of them and have to clean up, and that's not going to happen until the next day. And so we try to make sure we do that. Also, just a simple marker at the top of the stuff that you're cooking so that way you know what it is. Get yourself pretty dialed in. And then also, I just have a schedule. So we know at 8 o'clock breakfast Sammy's, 9 o'clock skewers, 10 o'clock sausage bar, and then we're going to most likely have either brisket or ribs or something to that. And then we're going to go inside, come back out, get it started, do a burger bar, and then sit in traffic and
get home. The burger bar. Love that. I love that. If you're doing a nighttime game, obviously you're not doing the breakfast stuff. How does it pivot for a night game? I'm curious.
Well, the great thing about night games is, and you could still do it during the day, but we'll do shoulder, we'll do brisket, and then what I find that works really well is King's Hawaiian rolls. They come in those 12 to 24 packs. Yeah. You slice the top off.
So then
you can do a couple different types of sliders. So you could do a brisket slider, you could do a pulled pork slider, you can do burgers, you can add and layer those things. Definitely do some type of steak skewer, chicken skewer, shrimp skewer, just to have those as hot and fast things. I like, when I tailgate, I don't like huge things. I like things that are quick hitters, so that way people can come in, get a bite, go back to what they were doing, enjoy the time a little bit more, and then, you know, get ready to go into the game.
What is the most unique thing you've seen grilled at a tailgate? Do you do seafood ever? Do you do, like, I'm wondering.
We do seafood. I'm trying to think. Like, it's, I wouldn't say it's anything exotic.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's such a good question because you go around. I mean, some people will do a grilled shrimp cocktail. Some do smoked Bloody Marys. I mean, some will add the crazy stuff into the Bloody Marys where you have a slider, you have the cheese, you have
bacon,
the other things.
Whatever,
correct.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say what is exotic more as, I would say, probably inspirational when you're walking around like, oh, I want to try to do that. Yeah. And that's the fun part, too, is if you've got a whole season, you can always layer that stuff in towards the end of it.
There's two desserts that I want to mention as we get into fall grilling and tailgating. Is you do an apple pie on the grill.
We do lots of pies on the grill.
We love the
brown bag, indirect heat. The browning of that comes out fantastic. It's so simple and easy to do. And that's what, you know, the thing is, especially around holiday time, we have so much food being cooked that we can put it on the grills and not have it in the oven creates a heck of a lot more space in the house that we can do stuff with. So
that's true. S'mores is a big a deal at the house that you have to make tonight now that your girls are
Well, actually, we just did those last night.
Oh,
so that's
where
I'm laughing because it's either s'mores or I'll give a shout out to Maddie, Scarlett, and Kinsey because they, we don't do banana boats. We do banana boats. I just want to make sure they're harassing me on the phone right now telling me, you're going to talk about banana boats?
Yeah.
S'mores, absolutely. Skewer those things off. Warm them up. We actually had, my brother went to a farmer's market and got fresh made marshmallows.
Last night
they came out fantastic. Now, I will say, we ran out of graham crackers and we started using chocolate chip cookies, and that was off the charts. So, FYI, strip out of those and use the cookies.
I love that because, I mean, you're really using your grill. I mean, what you would do on the stove, what you would do over a fire, you can do it all on your grill.
You can do everything on the grill. It's the best interactive product you're going to have.
I got about a minute and a half left. Talk about the grills in general and what's available out there as far as, you know, you got your traditional kettle.
Yeah, I mean, the fun part about grilling is there's so many different ways to do it. And having so many different products that allows us to have that fun is fantastic. So you have kettles where you can go old school, Bowie, where George Stephen created it, from Lake Michigan. So you're using charcoal, you're using wood, you can move up in the, you know, smokers. And a lot of people for smoking, the barrier of entry was the coals and the wood and the timing and all the other things. Well, pellets make that so easy now. And when you look at sear wood and you look at smoke, everything is done digitally. It can be done through your phone. Your food gets monitored.
Say, that's really nice in the wintertime as it gets cold outside, as you can check that temperature from inside the house, obviously.
Oh, inside the house. Yeah. And what we do at Thanksgiving times is the kids have their own grills and they have their own turkeys and stuff. And so they have their own apps on the phones that they have to because I want to start to retire out of this and I got to get the next level going.
You're not going anywhere. You stop that. Someone just said 847, I've done a caramel apple pizza on the grill. I mean, you do pizzas on the grill.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean, the cool thing about pizzas in this, putting them at 450 degrees, and a lot of the times I won't roast it. So if you want to have a pizza cooked traditionally, get a pizza stone. Bread stones are awesome too. Yeah. We have those. If you're not going to do that, 425, 450, 4 minutes, one side, take it off, build it. But that's where you have a beautiful canvas. So you have caramel apples, which is, I mean, you can go to any type of farm and get those, chop those up, put it on top of there, do a little bit of cream cheese drizzle over the top. I mean, it's now
amazing.
I'm getting inspired.
I know. Now, see, there you go. All right, Kevin from Weber Grill. And for more, go to Weber.com. Always a pleasure, Kev. Have a great Labor Day.
Dave, shout out. Happy Labor Day to everybody. Shout out also to my friend Matt and Susie, who are always listening to us and look forward to us talking grilling during all these major holidays. So hope everybody has a great holiday. Dave, thanks again.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.